Early voting for primary elections began yesterday, and this week, Jacob Kaufman from our content partner KUAR in Little Rock is speaking to candidates for the governor's office. Today's conversation is with Democrat Lynette Bryant of Little Rock. Bryant, a substitute teacher, faces Mike Ross in the Democratic primary.
Arkansas's current tax structure has lower-income residents paying a higher percentage of their income than wealthier residents. Can you detail some of your tax ideas?
Well, you know, I have not written out any tax ideas at this point, but I would work with those who has and look over and review those tax ideas that has been there. I have a master's in biochemistry, so I basically research everything to make sure I can compare, because there's something out there. So in working with the legislature, then we would decide what is best. I found that if you make too many promises beforehand, then what kind of governor will you be? Because you've got to come forward with those promises.
That in mind, though, do you have any general philosophies on tax structure, whether or not there should be a higher percentage paid by the wealthy or poorer people or corporations?
I think that we have to look at everything and see how it affects Arkansas's budget and the people. If you're overtaxing folks, then we have to also look at the fact that will we lose our wealthy? We want them to stay here. For instance, in New York, they're losing a lot of their wealthy citizens who often donate and give back to the state because they're feeling as though that they're being overtaxed. We don't want to lose our base. So we're going to have to really take a look at that.
And could you articulate your position on the private option, which is Arkansas's plan to use expanded eligibility and funds from the Affordable Care Act, intended for the federally run program, but Arkansas has chosen to purchase private insurance for those low-income individuals?
When I talk to different people about the Affordable Care Act, a lot of Arkansans do not want it. So it's like an alternative to it. For instance, this one elderly lady who does not want the Affordable Care Act, she's paying Blue Cross Blue Shield. And twice she had stated that her quarterly has increased $200. So look at that. And that's $400 plus the amount of base in which she had to pay. Plus she has a spouse. So at what point can she still afford $1,000? You've got to look at that. When you look at the Affordable Care Act, it's really needed for someone who has catastrophic illnesses or high blood pressure or diabetes. They need that. So I think you have to come up with a plan that works for those people, something like people who want food stamps can get food stamps, and folks who do not want food stamps do not get them. So then when you look at it in that respect, there are so many Arkansans that don't want to have anything to do with the Affordable Care Act. You have to address that.
Well, with that in mind, though, just looking at one aspect of it, the part that the state arguably has the most control over, the private option, is that a program? It'll be coming up for review every year of the governor's term. Would you press the legislature to continue that program or discontinue it?
Well, if we have citizens, the majority of the citizens that I've talked to at this point that do not want the Affordable Care Act, you have to have an option. And that being the option, we're just going to have to go with that unless we can find something different. You have to go in with an open mind.
The state legislature has aggressively pursued restrictions on abortion. Do you support those efforts, including an act currently being challenged, banning abortions, most abortions, after 12 weeks?
When I look at abortions, I look at an individual, and I still believe that the person has the right. Because when we die, it is the individual who stands before God and says, "This is my sins." And so I look at it in that respect, that individual is standing before God and saying, "This is my sins. This is what I've done wrong."
So does that mean that you support the ban on abortion at 12 weeks or you oppose it?
At this point, I have not made a decision on that.
A lot of what you've talked about, the majority of the time, has been that the Democratic Party of Arkansas itself is unfair and not giving multiple candidates a chance. They seem to have pre-selected their endorsements, which they're not allowed to do. Do you think any of that has to do with the fact that you waited till near the deadline to file and that you haven't actively tried to raise money?
No, I don't. Because, you see, it is not just me that has a right to run for governor. Everyone does. I was not complaining. But at some point, when do you say enough is enough? I've had enough. And then a Pulaski County Chair Committee letter stated that we are getting ready to push for Democrats coming out and working for our party. And they state different names, and they state Governor, parentheses, Ross. My name is not there. The primary has not taken place. So when I look to see that the primary has not taken place and we are not following the general rules in which a Democratic Party should take place, so when you look at all of those rules and you find that they are not being followed, then I'm stepping up and saying, follow the rules.
That was Jacob Kaufman from our content partner, KUAR in Little Rock, speaking to Lynette Bryant of Little Rock. She is one of two candidates seeking the Democratic nomination in the primary election for Arkansas's gubernatorial race.